forget you've been famous, what would you be doing right now if you hadn't been bitten by the music bug?
Man, I'd probably be taking care of, like, horses and, like, animals.
Really? So wouldn't you like horses then and stuff? Or?
Well, yeah, I was going to be a veterinarian. It's kind of weird.
Now, Keith Richards wrote songs in his sleep. Which Lifehouse piece fell from your dream?
There's been a lot of inspiration happening in a lot of the songs. I mean, Take Me Away was an example of that. It's just like all of us just came together and he just started like strumming one of those chords and we're just like, there it is. It's just like it wrote itself. Yeah.
You're 10 minutes away from going on stage. Name two things that you personally do to prepare for the initial shock of screaming fans.
There's a final pee that's got to happen somewhere. Somewhere in the 10 minutes. And the other one's looking out the door just to make sure that there's, like, people out there. Not getting myself psyched out for nothing.
How much longer before you guys get a star in the street of your hometown?
Jeez, man, a long time.
We're
not famous at all in L.A., which is kind of good. I kind of like it because it lets me go to the grocery store and buy some yogurt and stuff like that.
You're at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Who do you bust down the door to go see first?
Jimi Hendrix.
Really? Now that we've entered the age of battery-powered toothbrushes, what would you like to see invented?
Oh, how about, I got a good one, like floating automobiles.
Battery-powered Q-tips?
Powdered.
What's the one thing you guys haven't done yet that you want to do?
Open for you two.
How close do you think you are to that now?
Pretty far away. But we open for the Stones, so we can rest in peace.
Very cool.
If the U2 thing never happens.
Did you get to meet Mick and everybody back there then?
We did. Yeah, they were really cool.
Did he dance around? Or he's a short guy.
He's a little guy, yeah.
He walks, dances.
He prances.
Yeah, he walks off stage like he does on stage. It's pretty cool. That's just him. He's a bubbly, go-getter kind of guy.
What'd you take away from that meeting?
I think it was more humbling than anything to see someone that's been doing it for that long still put on the best show in the world. It was good for a young band like us to get to watch, and it's like school.
Do you see yourself together in 30 years?
Yeah,